Any blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Daniel 7, 15 to 18. Daniel chapter 7, verse 15 to 18. I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit, and the visions that passed through my mind disturbed me. I approached one of those standing there and asked him the meaning of all this. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kings that will rise from the earth, but the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. My theme for reflection is faith among the beasts. Faith among the beasts. If you have ever woken from a nightmare in a cold sweat, you will understand Daniel's mood. My spirit was troubled within me, he says, and the visions of my head terrified me. His dream was full of monsters, winged lions, tusked bears, four-headed leopards, and an iron-toothed beast that devoured everything in sight. It is the kind of dream that might make a Hollywood director envious, or as one modern theologian quipped, Daniel had a vision before CGI existed. But Daniel 7 is not a fantasy story. It is an apocalyptic revelation, a truth about reality disguised in dramatic images. Just as graphic novelists or filmmakers today use surreal imagery to explore good and evil, Daniel's vision uses these beasts to depict the violent empires that dominated this world. Babylon, Persia, Greece, each more terrifying than the last. In a sense, Daniel was being shown the evening news of his time, only with symbolic flair. The problem was not just the beasts themselves, but what they represented, systems of power that crushed the weak, cultures that worshipped might over mercy, kingdoms that forgot God. Daniel's terror is not just about strange creatures, it is about living in a world where evil seems to win. And that, if we are honest, is still our world. Our beasts may not have claws or horns, but they roar all the same. We see them in the greed that devours communities, in the violence that tears through cities, in the subtle empires of fear and division that stalk our minds and nations. There are days when the news cycle feels like Daniel's nightmare, when the darkness seems to have more teeth than hope. But Daniel's vision does not end with the beasts. It ends with a breathtaking shift. Then the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess it forever, forever and ever. Evil may have its hour, but God has eternity. The monsters may rage, but the kingdom belongs to the saints. And here lies the heart of apocalyptic hope. God's sovereignty outlasts every empire. God's kingdom is not an afterthought to human history. It is the thread holding it together. Daniel learns that behind the chaos of the beasts stands the calm of the Ancient of Days, and above their roaring comes one like a son of man, a human figure who brings divine justice in human form. Christians later saw in this figure the face of Jesus Christ, the one who confronts every beastly power, not with violence, but with love, not with iron teeth, but with a cross. Charles Taylor once observed that to live by faith in the modern world is to inhabit a tension between fear and fullness. That is exactly what Daniel models for us. He does not deny his fear. His spirit is troubled, but neither does he surrender to it. He chooses to trust that the God who reveals the dreams is greater than the beasts that haunt it. The call to us then is to live as people of the kingdom, even in a beastly age, to resist cynicism with faith, cruelty with compassion, and despair with hope. The Son of Man still reigns, the saints still inherit the kingdom, and the beasts, for all their bluster, are on borrowed time. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the beasts in your world? Personal fears, social injustices, or unseen powers that threaten to devour your peace or faith? Number two, how can you bear witness to God's kingdom in a world that often looks more like Daniel's nightmare than his dream fulfilled? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, identify one beastly situation around you. A conflict, an injustice, or a personal anxiety, and pray over it using the name of Jesus, the Son of Man. Then take one concrete step toward healing or reconciliation in that area, however small. Ancient of Days, you sit enthroned above the storms of history. When the beasts of this world rage or roar, remind us that your kingdom will never end. Grant us courage to live as your saints, faithful, fearless, and full of hope, until every shadow yields to your eternal light. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.